Chapter 1, Devotional 7. Add to your must-read list. Where do you get your truth? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. As an executive coach, one of my first questions with a new client is, "What do you read?" The answers I get almost always leave me speechless, not for what they say, but for what they don't say. Clients rattle off Normal Fare, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Financial Times of London, Forbes, Fortunes, Fast Company, Chief Executive, Harvard Business Review, and the latest bestseller. Several years ago, over coffee, I asked a senior executive, "Do you start your day with coffee and the newspaper?" He smiled and quickly answered, "Yes, every day." Next, I asked him how often he reads the Bible, and he looked at me in stunned silence. This kind of behavior speaks loudly as to who we trust and go to for critical information about life. An owner of a financial services company once told me that he reads several financial magazines and newspapers every morning, but seldom reads his Bible. He attempted to defend his behavior by expressing his need to stay informed on current events in his industry and the world at large. I agreed that these were all admirable goals, but went on to explain that as Christians we must pursue a life of faith and renew our minds daily with God's Word. We must learn what God has to say about the world of business, human behavior, and living life, because He created this world. Why is it that we all seem to have Bibles scattered across the house, but appear to use them as ornamental decorations? Why do we lack the desire to feast on God's Word or seek spiritual growth? Do we not understand that our Bible is our operations manual for life? As Christian leaders, this must stop. When was the last time you studied and searched for an answer in your Bible? Commit today to start your morning with God's Word and put it at the top of your must-read list. God's Word will never fail you. Lord, thank you for your Word. Give me a hunger and thirst for your Word and your righteousness. Ignite the desire to start my day in your Word and in prayer. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.